das Chäuvo. Wenn er mal hoch, Minchas Nedovo. Es soll man Minchas Nedovo tun in Hagosha. Just like the regular Minchas Nedovo needs Hagosha. Is that Minchas Chäuvo, the same thing Minchas Chäuvo, so tun in Hagosha needs Hagosha. Rashi says, Minchas Chäuvo means Chäuvo. The high crowd Hagosha and Minchas Nedovo exist. So says the word mincha by both, by minchas chayva, by chayta, by minchas nedovo. If so, if pipashtas, I will learn out that man minchas nedovo is tunan hagosho, is af minchas chayva is also tunan hagosho. If so, maybe no go. Man le minchas nedovo shekein tunan shemun levoino. Maybe no, you know why you need is a mitzvah hagosho by regular minchas nedovo, because you also have to put shemun and levoino on it. Ma shein kein a minchas chayta, that does not have Shemen and Levoina, maybe there's no Mitzvah Hagosha. So the Gemara says, no, Minchas Chayta Tachiyach, I bring you proof of Minchas Chayta. Rashi says, Shem Natuna Shemen Levoina, but the Tuna Hagosha, Kremin Lekamon, the Kuivu Levab is Minchas Chayta Hagosha, so it has to Midrasha, the Minchas Chayta needs Hagosha. So again, since a Minchas Chayta needs it, I would know in Svara, Minchas Chayta also needs it. So what do I need a Pasuk for? Gemara says, no, Mala mincha saito shekein tuna tenufa. That saito is different than needs a tenufa. Masheka mincha saito does not need tenufa. So maybe who did it does not need a gosha either. So Moses says, so mincha s nedovo tachiyach. Just learn out from a regular mincha s nedovo. That even though there's no mitzvah tenufa, still there's a mitzvah s hagosha. And therefore, the chazer hadin, I return and learn back that la roi zeh karoi zeh. This is not like that. This chum is not like that chumra. This chum is not like that chum. The chum that this has tenufa, the other one doesn't have it. This has shem levoyna, the other one does not have it. If so, atzar hashem shevhen, what's the common between both of them? She shavu l'kemitza. They all of them have a mitzvah kemitza. She shavu l'agoshen is a mitzvah agosha of the mincha. If so, in svar, af ani yavi minchas chayto. I should say in svar, who would in a minchas chayto also has to have a agosha to it. So what do we need a special pasuk for? Sheshavu lam l'kemitza, by minchas chayta, there is a ma'aseh kemitza being done, and the shrine is nechal, is tishavu lam l'hagosha. I would also say in Svara that they need hagosha. Samara says, no, mali atar hashavu shabem, shkein hukshu lovoy b'yosha kibani. That doesn't make enough kemino. Whether you're rich or whether you're poor, you have to bring the same type of a mincha. Ma'ashenke, this call, this mincha, tiyama the minchas chayta. That if you're rich, you have to bring a korban. Only if you're very poor, you bring a mincha. That an osher does not have to bring this mincha. So this mincha is different. When an ani brings the mincha's chayta, it's different than a regular mincha of a nedava. So maybe you would not have to have the mitzvah satan gosha on such a mincha. Therefore, Talmud Lema need a posik, es ha mincha. The posik says, es ha mincha, yes, a ribri, that even a mincha's chayta, even though it only comes by an oni, not by an osher, still when the oni brings this minchas chayta, there is a mitzvah hagosha. The mitzvah hagosha applies. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon says, the Hevesom, the Pesach says the Hevesom, by the mitzvah of hagosha, by mincha, is the rabbi's mincha saim hagosha. That even the mincha that's brought for the korban eimer, that's brought on the second day of Pesach, that also needs hagosha. So Rashi says, that Tanakamo lay polit, he doesn't argue on Rabbi Shimon, Ma Dorash Chodo, they're making two different type of drushes. There's no machlokes, they both agree. Now the Gemara says on Rabbi Shimon that the Chayin Weimer, the Pesach also says like this, again, to be Ma'aba Mincha Seymel Agosh, it says, Ve'veisim Seymel Reshes Ketzuchem El Akayim. In other words, it says Lashon Ve'veisim by Korban Mincha Seymel, it says Lashon Ve'veisim over here. So here, by the mitzvah of Hagosha, Shimon Dashan is coming to include that the Minchas Eimer also needs Hagosha. Now the Gemara says, and when the Pasuk also says, the Hikrivo, over here, so if Shimon Dashan is the Rabbis, Minchas Seitel Hagosha comes to teach us that the Mincha that a Seitel brings also has the mitzvah of Hagosha. The Chayim Eimer, so we follow that, the Pasuk says, the Hikriv, Oysel HaMizbeach, it says, Lashon the Hikriv by the Mincha Seitel, and it says Lashon of Ekriva over here. So that's from Shimon's Rosh, that the word of Ekriva here is being Marbam, that even the Minchas Seitel also needs Hagosha. So again, there's no Machlokes. That's what our Mishnah says. He's just explaining how the Mishnah know it. Now the Gemara says, really bedinu, like I would know this in Svara. Really it's a question, what do I need a pasuk for ribui? I would know it in Svara. Oma minchas choyta, shein tuna tzlufa. Madacha mincha is brought by a choyta, by its own beyerid, by the oni. That is, mincha does not need a tzlufa. You don't have to lift it up first. Still, tuna hagosha, we had already psukim. To be marbled, it has a mitzvah hagosha. It's a mincha choyta, she tuna tzlufa. When a choyta brings a mincha, that she has to make a tzlufa, isn't it as far to say, she tuna hagosha, that pshit without this ribui, a mincha choyta, she need hagosha. So Mora says, no, I could say like this. Ma le minchas choyta, she came bo chitin. I say, maybe by a minchas choyta, a korponim comes from wheat. That's a choshuva mincha. Therefore needs hagosha. Ma shenke minchas choyta, that comes from barley, maybe by barley there's no mitzvah hagosha. So Mora says, no, on this, mincha choyma tuchich, I'll learn it out from mincha choyma. Mincha choyma also, that's the rachis, that's the chodesh of barley. And still we still have the pasuk also that Oimer needs Hagosha. So Mir, I'll learn out Saita min HaSvora, needs Hagosha. So Mir says, no, you can't learn out Saita from Oimer. Now the Mincha Saimer, she came from Shemin and Levoimer. Mincha Saimer has Shemin and Levoimer also. Mashenke and Mincha Saita does not. So maybe Mincha Saita does not need Hagosha either. So Mir says on this, Mincha Saita Tachiyach, that Mincha Saita also does not have Shemin and Levoimer. Still it needs a mitzvah, I need the Hagosha. If so, I would know minas svaro that a mincha seiter also needs this mitzvah of Hagosha. You have to first bring it closer towards the Mizbeach. And therefore, the Chazar Rabin, I'll return and learn out, that the roi zeh k'roi zeh, the chum you find here is not really the chumra, and the roi zeh k'roi zeh, would you find a special chumra here, and each shaman levoina by the minchas oimer, that's not the milo. Because the mincha seiter does not have that mind and still needs Hagosha. If so, hasara shav shebem, what do we find coming between them? She shavu l'kmitza, that these minchas have to have a kmitza, the shavu l'hagosha, and there's a mitzvah Hagosha also. If so, afa niyavi mincha seiter, I'll learn amin asvaram, that a mincha seiter needs Hagosha. She shav so l'hem l'kmitza, that a mincha seiter also has to have a kmitza done to it, in the shirayim nechol. And so Tishav Alehem L'Hagosha Min Asvar, I would have said that a Mincha Saita needs Hagosha. So Mar says, no, it's good what we need the Pasuk. Because like it asks, Ma La Tzara Shavishim, you know what's coming about these two, Shekhen L'Huch Shu Lovei Kemach, that they don't come Kemach like coarse flour. T'yom Ma Mincha Saita, but a Mincha Saita, Shuch Shu Lovei Kemach, will come in coarse flour. Does not have to be sold as fine flour. And a Mincha Saita, or the other menachas come sell us fine flour. A minchas seit is the only one that could come kemach, coarse flour. So therefore, minasvara would not be able to learn out a minchas seit from a minchas oimer to say needs hagosha. Therefore, Talmud Oimer, plus it says v'ikriva. That's a Shemesh Rosh. It says v'ikriva here. It says the word v'ikriv. By a minchas seit, the teacher that a minchas seit needs the mitzvah of hagosha. Now, Rabbi Yudah says, the Aveso, when the Pesach says here, the Aveso, it's for Rabbis, Mincha Seit L'Hagosha. He dashes the word Aveso, and means the Mincha Seit. And he holds V'chein Uwayim, the Pesach also says, the Hevi Yes Korbono Aleho. So therefore, in the word here, the Aveso, it comes to be Marbe, Mincha Seit, needs the Mitzvah of Hagosha. Avo Mincha Seimer, Letzrich Ukro, the Kontra of Yehuda, a Mincha Seimer, Shita needs Hagosha. I do not need a pasuk to remember that. My time, what's the reason? Medina Koasia, I can learn it from a Svara. The what? The Svara is like this. Oma mincha schoita. Sheina tuna tenufa. Tuna Hagosha. Madacha mincha schoita. It does not need tenufa. You don't have to lift it up first. Still, it needs Hagosha. If so, mincha soima, the mincha's brush, brought on a second day of Pesach again of Sarum. That's the Chodesh that's matter the Serum to the Mizbeach. She tuna tnufa. By the Mincha Saima there is a mincha of tnufa. If so, Eimer Din isn't the Svara Pshita to say She tuna Hagosha, that there should also be a mitzvah Hagosha by the Mincha Saima. If so, I do not need a pasuk for that. It's a Svara. I ask, no, Mal a Mincha Schoita, Mincha that a Chayta brings, it's something different. She came Bo Chitin. That's more Chosha that comes from wheat. Mashenki, the Minchas Haima that comes from Bali, maybe there's no Mitzvah Sagosha. So on this I say, Minchas Sotah Techiach. I give you that's a positive imabar that the Minchas Sotah needs Sagosha. So once I see even the Minchas Sotah, which is made from Bali, needs Sagosha, Shita the Minchas Haima, which even needs Snufa, Shita needs Sagosha. I could ask, maybe no, Ma'al the Minchas Sotah Shekain Bo Levar Oven. Maybe a Minchas Sotah is more Choshev, because it's coming to tell us clearly, like Edus, if you did a chetanat. We have this Isha, this Saita, we have a doubt whether she really lived with the man or not, so we make her bring her Mincha, and the Mincha will tell us, the Mavayir, whether she really did a chetanat. The Maskeres Oveni, there's a special posse that a Mincha Saita, like Maskeres Oven, is reminding us, telling us, whether she did the chet. So maybe therefore this Mincha needs Hagosha, but maybe Mincha Saimor does not need Hagosha. So on this, from you those, that Minchas Chayta Tzachich, okay? I'll learn it back from a Minchas Chayta. There it's not coming from Maskeres Oven. It's only coming from Kaporos Oven. But not from Maskeres, not reminding, it's not telling us if we did a chet or not. From Minchas Chayta, you know that he did a chet from before. And still needs Hagosha. If so, who Adin and Minchas Oimer should also need Hagosha. And therefore I would say, the Chazer Adin, let's return and learn out that Leroy is there, Keroy is there. Means there's chumra that you find in Mincha Saita. The fact that it's Maskeres Oven, that's not what's going the mitzvah of Hagosha. Because I find by Mincha Saita doesn't have that milo, it's only Hagosha. Where Roy is there, Keroy is there, I Mincha Saita as a chumra, it's chitim, but I find from Saita that's not what's going the mitzvah of Hagosha. Therefore, Atara Shavu Shabhim, what's in common between both of them? She can Shavu the Kemitza, all these monarchs need Kemitza. The Shavu Hagosha, therefore, is the mitzvah of Hagosha also. If so, Afan Yov and Mincha Seimer, and so I'd also learn out, and Mincha Seimer also needs Hagosha. She Shav Sulehem Le Kemitza, is the Shav Lehem Le Hagosha. That since they're both coming, they both need a Kemitza, who are then they're both Shavu, that they also need Hagosha. Now the Gemara says, my Perachto, what was the question we had before? My Perachto, Reb Shimon, what was Reb Shimon's question before? That Parachok, yes, like this. Mildly, I thought, should we reason why Reb Shimon didn't want to run out from a Savor? He had needed a Pasik, because Reb Shimon before asked the question, Mildly, I thought, Shavu Shabem, you know what's common about this Sada Shavu, Shikain Mitzuyin, that they happen often. A Mincha Saita, a Mincha Saita happen often. Mashenk, a Mincha Saita only comes once a year. Since it only comes once a year, he cannot learn out in Svara, Mincha Saita, from this other Menachis. Therefore, Reb Shimon held he had to have a posik for Mincha Saita. The Rashi says, the other ones are Mitzri means Afilu, Mayapom, Mashenk, happening 100 times a year. In Mira Dover, it happened in Mincha Saita, Mincha Saita. Mashenk, a Mincha Saita is only once a year. The Mor says, though, Rabbi Yudhi says, no, Adrab, just the opposite. Ho Mutsui Yitzvei. This is more Mutsui. Rashi says, the Bechol Shoni, at least it happens for sure, once a year in Mincha Soino. But Hanach, these others, these Mincha Fachoito, or Mincha Soito, Zimnud Loi Meshkachas Lekhlal, a year or two or three or 5 years could pass by. Maybe you won't have a Mincha Soito at all. So therefore, that's the machlokes Reb Yudhi and Reb Shimon, if you can learn out from that svara, that the Mincha Soima needs Hagosha, that's Reb Yudhi's svara, Reb Shimon knows, no, we need a posik. I do not know him in that svara, I need a posik to teach me that even the Mincha Soima also has Hagosha. Now the Gemara asks, Oyeinu, maybe it's not this way. Oyeinu means, Oyeinu, maybe not this way, but rather, Oyeinu, maybe I should say, the Havesa, the posik says Havesa, Elisha Yochid Misnade who made him Mincha. Acheris Chutz Mi'elo Shabinyin. So Rashi says, we must ask the question now, maybe this Pasuk of Eitz is not coming not to teach us a Mincha Soito. It's not coming to teach us a Mincha Soito. But rather, Elohim comes to tell us, Ule Rabbi, She Yochid Misnade Mincha Acheris, She'en Minyin Eilu Hei Menochus, Som of a Pasha. In the Pasha of Vayikra, it says 5 types of Menochus. As there's a Seles, Umachavas, Umacheshes, Umafer, Sheyesh Poshtam, it has 2 types, the Chalas and the Rekikin. So true, V'chol Hanach Chitimim, all these have to be from wheat, like it says Seles, for Seles Chitim. Ukrosim, maybe now the Pasuk of Avais is coming to teach us, L'Rabbe Sheyokin Misnadim Min Aserim. Maybe that's what the Pasuk is telling us, that a Yochid could bring a Minchas Nadova made from barley. maybe min aserim chayva min chaseima. Just like there's a chayva to bring a min chaseima from Bali, maybe the chiddush here also is that a yochid could bring in a dover from Bali. But maybe not to teach us that min chaseita min chaseima needs agosha. Then it's for different parts of different shot altogether. That's the Gemara now. Oyein, maybe not this way. Oyein, the Avesa, maybe the reason why the person says the word of Avesa, El only to teach us, She Yochid Misnadev Omevi Mincho Acheres. Chutz Mi'enu Shebinyin, that he could bring another type of a Mincho, meaning coming from Bali. And really the din was as far this way. The Tzibur may be Mincho Menachitim Chayva. A Tzibur has a Chiyah to bring a Mincho Menachitim and Meshtei Halechem. Or maybe Mincho Menachitim Chayva. He has a Chiyah to bring a Mincho Saimer, which comes from Serum, from Bali. If so, Af Yochid, the same thing with Yochid also, Shemeve Minchas Menachitim Nedova. Just like the regular Minchas Nedova, it's from Chitim. If so, maybe in Sfar I should have said, Yovoi Mincha Menaserim Nedova, who did a Minchas Serum could also be made from Nedova. Maybe that's what the person is coming to teach us. Not to teach us a mitzvah Nagosha, but the Chal, that there's such a Minchas Nedova of Serum. On this Talmud, the pasuk says Eila, means Eila, Yela, Eila. No, you only have these five types of anachis, nothing else. You can't have taka mitzvah the dover of serim. Suma says no, maybe that's not the pshat the word Eila. Oy Einoi, Oymer Eila, maybe no, maybe the pasuk only says the word Eila, Eila lo Oymer. If somebody says like this, Harayalai Mincha Shemaybi Chamishton. So if a person says Harayalai Mincha, he asked that I would have thought to say, if somebody says a rei alai minchastam, maybe means to say you have to bring all five menachis. Tam lema, this the presentation is no me'ela. That means rotza achas maybe, rotza chamishta maybe, maybe that's the condition of the word me'ela. You have to teach us when you say minchastam, it's up to you now to lefarish devoros to say what you mean. If you want, you can bring only one of the five, any one you want. Or if you want, you can bring all five. Maybe that's what the word eilu is. But not to come to teach us that there's not another type of a nedava of a serim. Since it says the word, so you can't say the word eila means you have to bring more five, but it says the word me'ela. So therefore, since it says the word me'ela, a body can do whichever way you want. So therefore, the word eila has not come to mind, we have to have all five. Rather, the word eila has come to teach us that you only have these type of menachis, and not a mincha serim. Therefore, we have no posa to marba mincha serim. Therefore, we leave it ravesa to marba, like we said before, either the mincha serim or the mincha seita. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, when the posa says, Es ha-mincha is l'rabis shah menachis, that all the menachis also have the mitzvahs of agosha. To go in like, minchas nochrim, minchas noshim lagosha, that if a guy brings a mincha, and isha brings a mincha, they need hagosha. Now Yochai would have thought to say, Shani Marba, Ach Shtei HaLechem Lechem Aponim, maybe they also need hagosha. Tam Lem, when this the Pesach says no, Me'ela, says the word Me'ela, not all of them. The Lechem Aponim and Shtei HaLechem does not have the mitzvah of hagosha. So Marius, how do you know to say this? Or Marius, what's the swara? How do you know to say like this? What do you see to say like this? That Marabba Shah Menachas, that all the Menachas need hagosha, Holoitzi Shtelech, Shtelech does not need. Shtelechem upon him. So Gemara says yes. Mar ban yamar b'shar menachis sheyesh mem yishim. There are parts of it that are burnt. So therefore, it's a smell needs hagosha towards the mizbeach, since part of it is on the mizbeach. Holoitzi ani shtelechem hashem, and I'll take out shtelechem lechem upon him sheyesh mem yishim. No part of it is burnt. So therefore, it's a smell that shtelechem and lechem upon him does not need hagosha. The life of the Gemara Minchas Nesachim Kun Liishim. Smor says Nasrova Le Minchas Nesachim, which is Kun Liishim. The whole thing is burnt. If so, Yochai would have thought to say Ye to Nagosh, like for sure should have to have Nagosh also, since the whole thing is burnt. It's like an oila. So the Mincha that comes with the Korban oila, the whole thing is burnt. So for sure it needs a Mitzvah Nagosh. Talmud Lema. This the pasuk says No Vegriva. Talmud Vegriva. So it's a mitzvah to say, no, it does not need hagosha. We use already the ikriv ready for something else. Right. Rashi says, the rabbi is mincha seita. We already use it for drasha to marba and mincha seita. So Marin says, the ikriv, Adrav, it's next for Loshen, it says Vikrivo. Samor says, Mastil, Umarois, how do we know to say Lurabi Shamanochis, Uloitzi Minchas Nesachim? How do we know to say it's a Niyatir to say that Minchas Nesachim does not need, or does not need Hagosha?